I love the readings from St. Aloysius Gonzaga, the letter that he wrote to his own mother today in the office of reading. It shows how pure a heart he has, that in seeking charity, to mourn with those who are sorrowful, and to laugh and rejoice with those who are joyful, to seek Christ first and to choose to love him in our neighbor, which is hard, my brothers and sisters, because we often lack in the generosity and that joyfulness to God. We always want to count a cost, because we have been taught that what is in it for me? What will I get out of this? But yet all the readings today shows us that we're called to be cheerful givers, to return back to him the blessings he have given us, so that we become generous in our words or action, because we are called to seek the joy of the Lord first, to be charitable in how we live our life. My brothers and sisters, which mean that we have to know that the good Lord said in the gospel readings, do not be like the hypocrites who do everything in order to show the world, yet our Father, the one who sees in secret, will repay us, not this world. This world, if we chase after it, if we want its approval and how it will praise us, those people will come and go. They will always find the next best thing and will leave us when we're no longer interesting for them. Do not seek the approval of this world. Do not do things so that other people see, but do things because out of love, out of charity, and out of kindness, and out of that genuine self-giving desire to be with others, you know. So my brothers and sisters, that's my challenge for you today, to love God with a pure heart and to allow him to help us to become more generous, more genuine, more real, more personal, more loving, more sacrificial, so that we seek the things of heaven and give him everything we have.